You're tuned in to Nerd Overload, your weekly show for video games, movies, TV shows, comics, tech news, and more. Now your hosts, Cody Pinnick, Samantha Cross, Sam Dunham, and Josh Harrison.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Nerd Overload, the pop and geek culture show that is on like Donkey Kong. I'm Cody.
I'm Sam.
I'm Josh.
And I'm Samantha.
We have a great show for you this week. Thank you all for tuning in. We have a few things that we're checking out. It was San Diego Comic-Con last weekend, so we have a ton of news coming from that, mostly like trailer news. But
yeah, not comic news.
Yeah, surprisingly enough, almost no comic news. But anyway.
Like every Comic-Con for the last like 10 years.
Yeah, well, we'll get into that. But first, let's talk a little bit about some of the stuff we've been checking out.
We're going to talk about Splatoon.
Yeah, we're just going to talk about Splatoon.
Yeah, let's
Splatoon
talk about Splatoon
2.
Yeah.
Pretty much all I've been doing.
Yeah.
I think that's all any of us have been doing.
It's fantastic. It's great. Might be my favorite Switch game. I don't know. I mean, Zelda's really, really great, but so is Splatoon.
they're great in different ways.
Yeah.
Salmon Run is so fun.
Yeah, the new Horde PvE mode where you and friends fight a bunch of marauding weird salmon monsters is a great addition to the game.
Or not necessarily friends, just, you know, maybe randos you've been selected to be with.
Mm.
And who don't understand to get the egg back to the basket and to res your little life.
It's like, Timmy, go to the basket. Egg, take it to the basket.
Timmy.
Like, we really had a moment like that.
I have a moment like that a lot.
Yeah. I always like, I love their like real names because I'm always like, Jesus Christ, Dylan.
Jeff, come on.
Yeah. No one changes their Switch name. It's all like just normal names. I can never tell. I'm like, am I playing with my friend Sam or a different Sam?
A couple times there's been like two Sams.
There's always two Sams when we're all together.
We haven't all played together yet.
No, we haven't.
Yesterday was the first time me and Cody got to play together.
Yeah. And it's not, when we don't organize this, you can just kind of jump in if you're both online, which is pretty cool.
And there's an open slot.
Yeah.
You just drop in. You don't have to worry about it.
Nintendo, that's the one part of the online Nintendo didn't totally mess up.
Oh, yeah. Everything else is pretty well botched. But
I still haven't used the in-Switch app voice chat yet.
No. Yeah, I haven't either. And I don't have any reason to.
Me and Ellsworth just use Discord.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's easier than anything.
Yeah. The app doesn't work right, apparently. Like, if you navigate away from the app or your phone goes to sleep, it
shuts
disconnects
off.
The call.
Yep, sure does.
Jeez, even Facebook Messenger's voice thing works better than that.
Yeah.
I put a little bit of time into the single player mode, and that's pretty fun.
Yeah, it's the levels are really fun and designed.
I think I'm like two or three into it.
I'm at the second to last area.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you're farther than me.
But it's good, and it really keeps that story close to its chest for the first four levels. It really hasn't said much of anything.
Huh, interesting.
Still want to know what happened to Callie.
Yeah.
But they've saved that reveal for whatever reason.
Trying to build up that Splatoon lore.
Yeah, the expanded universe. Well, there is actually, when you get those little sea scrolls that are hidden in every level, it expands on the lore of the game, and it's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Makes me really want to collect those for whatever reason.
Oh, sure, absolutely, yeah.
Well, it's because it's an interesting universe, and I would like to learn more about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it is a post-apocalyptic future where sea animals have evolved and humans are gone. Is literally the plot.
That's
of
what
this
it is. Yeah,
cartoon squid shooting ink game.
I was trying to think of a Planet of the Apes reference, and I just couldn't get one.
Planet of the Squids.
Yeah,
that's nailed it. You nailed it.
Yeah.
Perfect.
You inked it up.
Get your inky hands off of me. You darn inky squid. There you go.
Perfect.
I still want to know, like, why, like, in the lore, everyone doesn't hate on Marina.
Yeah, because she's the Octoling.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But I like her more than I like Pearl.
I like Pearl. She's a cute little gremlin.
She is a little gremlin.
I'll fight you.
Well, protect Pearl.
Well, she picked cake, and cake is wrong.
True. But I like her design, and I like her character. I think she gets an undue amount of hate just because Marina is so much better.
She is way better.
Yeah.
What I don't understand is why couldn't they just keep her Japanese name? Why couldn't she just be Princess? It makes more sense with the crown.
Yeah, it really does.
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently they changed their whole personality, actually. In the Japanese version, Marina's kind of like timid and subservient and like calls Pearl her senpai, and like you can see why they changed
that. Yeah, you can see that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Hmm.
Not a good idea to have your only African-American, African Squid-American character have
the
that sort of...
cephalopod of color.
Yeah, have that sort of personality does not...
No, I get it.
Yeah.
Anyway, on to splatting people. Also, teamwork is key.
Oh, yeah.
And ink your spawn, darn it.
Yeah.
Everyone
Unless
just...
you want to save your ink refill for later.
Yeah. If you save some of it and then go back, you can
good strats.
You can get another special out of it.
I don't know. I'm really good at getting my special all the time. I'm the forefront. I'm the pusher. That aerospray gun is my business.
Yeah, that's a really good one. But I've gotten tired of using it, so I've been playing around with other stuff. I kind of do like the ink brush.
Did you buy the wider one?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I haven't had a whole lot of time to put into the game, but I've been enjoying it as well. Third-person shooters are not usually my thing.
Your forte.
Yeah. But I have actually won a match, which is something I can't say about Splatoon 1.
I still can't figure out statistically how.
Watch you tell you what you're doing wrong.
No, I'm not doing anything wrong. I ink the areas. I shoot
really?
The other squids.
It sounds like you might be doing something wrong.
No, I'm not. It's just whatever team I ended up on in Splatoon 1. We just didn't cover enough area. I know how to play the game. It just doesn't make sense. I don't know, but it's the truth.
Okay, whatever.
we'll grab some money together. We'll get you a Splatoon tutor.
Splatooner.
Thanks. Thanks, guys.
Hey, for once, I'm not the one getting made fun of, okay?
Yeah, I know.
I don't know, man. I don't understand, like, because the fact of my work schedule and when I get home, like, so I'm playing like Splatoon, like in the early, early hours of the morning. I get a lot of really bad teams.
It's probably kids before school.
Well, it's summertime, so there is
no
school.
That's true.
At 5:30 in the morning.
Huh? Why would there be a bunch of bad players on that early? That doesn't make sense.
I don't know, but whatever their deal is, we somehow get pushed so bad that we can't even get out of our spawn sometimes.
Oh, yeah, that's happened to me before.
It makes me mad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm sitting there, I'm, like, throwing all my little curling ink bombs as much as I can because I love that special so much.
That is a good special.
I just wish they went further before they exploded, unlike the single-use curler, which kind of just bounces around for, like, feels like 5 minutes.
But in the step up from the regular battle mode to the ranked play when you get to level 10, it's kind of a steep difficulty curve.
I'm sure it is.
Not to mention the different game modes after that point.
Oh, like the Tower and Rainmaker.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Are a lot more focused on actually shooting your enemies than just painting the ground.
Yeah.
So it's a definite challenge once it switches over. So look forward to that, I guess. I don't know.
I can foresee myself not spending a lot of time in ranked play. I just have a feeling.
I like Tower Control.
Yeah, the other modes are actually pretty fun. The splat zones where you have to control different areas is really good on the one BMX bike track because there's only one zone and it's just smack in the middle of the map.
Gotcha. On top of that little hill.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you gotta hold the hill.
I tell you, some of the memes I've seen like in the Inkopolis Square.
Oh, yeah. The drawing tool is fantastic.
Yeah, that's really good.
And then the way people have hacked the drawing tool.
Hacked it.
There's a program out there, and you put it to an Arduino switch, basically, and you plug it in via USB, and it acts like a controller, and you can basically download images and whatever you want, and it'll do it for you.
Yeah, it prints it out on the
screen. Really?
That's how people get, like, the super photorealistic looking stuff.
Interesting. All right, I didn't know that.
It actually takes forever to put it on the screen, because it prints it out dot by dot.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, like, I've seen some people talk about it takes, like, 20 minutes to an hour.
Wow.
To get, like, the really good, cool-looking stuff.
Well, still,
so if you're wondering how they do that, that's how they do that.
Like, I've seen a meme with, like, Emperor Palpatine from, like, episode 3. I mean, I've seen all kinds of good stuff.
I'm glad that they were smart enough to realize that the Miiverse component to the original Splatoon was was really important to,
and
like,
super fun.
The community of the game.
Yeah.
And so they kind of made a workaround in its own
mm-hmm.
posting system.
Yep. And I can see when they eventually put the Smash Brothers onto Switch, and I know it's going to happen sooner or later, they have that stage with the Miiverse stage. I could see them trying to do something like that with that stage as well.
Yeah.
I also like how randomly you'll find, like, people's, like, postings, like, on as graffiti on walls.
Yeah, that's cool.
I don't know. There's just been some really funny stuff, and there's been some really messed up stuff. I saw a Angry Beavers one where it was talking about, like, Daggett talking about the Salmon-y Salmons.
Yeah.
It was pretty perfect.
They're coming to Smash property in Womp Norb.
That was an impulse buy for me the other day. I bought the complete series of The Angry Beavers.
It's a good show.
It is a good show.
Oh, yeah, I always loved it, though Norbit was always my favorite.
I didn't care for it when I was a kid, actually, mm-hmm. but I like it now. I appreciate it now.
Better late than never, I guess.
Yeah, I'm like, why are these beavers so angry?
I mean, I guess I can't really say much, because it did go for like 4 seasons.
It lasted a while. It was part of that like second or third run
Nicktoons.
Nicktoons, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They made a final episode that Nickelodeon didn't let them produce.
Yeah, because it was talking about the show getting like canceled.
Yeah,
stuff.
It majorly breaks the fourth wall.
Though here lately, Teen Titans Go has been doing that too.
Huh.
And like every time they make a comment about it, they look directly into the camera.
Oh, that's cool. That's
another thing about like my early morning musings of getting off work. All I really do is just watch Teen Titans Go because that's all it's on.
Well, it's all that's ever on Cartoon Network.
That's it. Yeah.
Wasn't there something at Comic-Con that was a mural of the original Teen Titans
beating up the Teen Titans Go?
Yes. Something like that, yeah.
It was also on the grab bags.
Yeah.
I wonder why they did that.
I don't know. Maybe they're going to bring back a season or something of the old Teen Titans, the original Teen Titans. Because they brought their Young Justice is coming back.
Yes, on Netflix.
Yeah.
I am really excited about that.
It looks really good.
Young Justice was such a good show.
Yeah, it was a mm-hmm. really good show.
Yeah.
Too bad it didn't sell enough action figures.
That is the dumbest. Yeah. The
girls were interested.
Yeah. Mm. Right. But I've seen the toys for that show, and they were real bad.
They weren't good.
A lot of those toys were, like, that other Batman animated series they had on Cartoon Network.
Is it The Batman?
No. It was the CG one where Alfred looked
Beware
like...
Beware the Batman.
Oh, yeah. That ran for like 4 episodes or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, the Justice League action toys are garbage looking too.
Mm-hmm.
Even though that show is fantastic. I jump in every once in a while and I'll sit and watch like 5 or 6 of them, and they're always just really good.
I should go back and like watch that, because I haven't really watched it since like the first week or so of that show being out. Mm.
There's one where they all get turned into kids by the House of Mystery.
Oh, really?
And
oh, wow.
Yeah, it's really good.
That's cool. That's really
cool. It's like they're trick-or-treating kids, and then partway through they realize that, oh, we're actually the superheroes that have been, and we've been turned into kids.
That reminds me of the Bruce Timm Justice League where they'll get turned into kids.
Oh, yeah, Mordred turned them into children.
That one where Wonder Woman gets turned into a pig.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a really good one, too.
Yeah.
Batman has to sing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I miss the old Justice League. Bruce Timm Justice League.
That show was so good.
Yeah, I know. It really
so
is.
So good.
It's like the pinnacle of like superhero animated series right there.
I was very sad when I'd run out of them to episodes of it to watch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. One of my favorite episodes was the Booster Gold episode, like where... it was like just a one-shot kind of thing. The whole Justice League Unlimited was fighting Mordru, the Legion of Superheroes villain.
Yeah.
And Booster had been told, crowd control. We get it. You're just in it for the fame, crowd control. And he gets into this whole adventure and ends up saving the universe from like a black hole that's been lodged in this guy's chest, but no one believes him. They just think he's
Booster Gold.
And at the end, they chew him out for not being on crowd control. But no, it's really good, and Skeets, his robot buddy, is voiced by Billy West. It just sounds like Fry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I can't wait for Disenchanted. Like, I keep thinking about it. I'm just like, I'm super... Disenchanted is coming
out. We're going to talk about that in the news
part. Yeah, we'll talk about that in the later part. Yeah.
Hold on that one.
I miss Futurama. And that phone app doesn't do anything to slate my Futurama nostalgia.
I thought it really stunk.
Yeah, I've I haven't played it in like 2 weeks.
It's a city builder with RPG. Did we talk about it on?
Yes, no. We did.
Did we?
Did we?
Oh,
it was my check it out one day.
Oh,
okay.
Well, it's real stinky. Don't play it.
No matter how much you love Futurama.
Yeah, it's one of those huge time waster games, but it tries to hide it under RPG battles and like a bunch of get this item after waiting. Like if you're gonna make one of those games, then at least just be honest about it. Like Castle Cats is. They're not trying to trick you into playing anything different. Like,
I feel you're a little biased, though, because you really love Castle Cats.
Actually, I deleted it the other day.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I needed space for the new Professor Layton adjacent game, which came out on phones the other day, and it's really, really good. It's a full-featured Professor Layton game that you play on your phone.
Really? You don't say?
Yeah. Well, it's not like some skimped-out like mobile game version. Well, it costs $15, so okay. I would hope not.
Yeah.
But,
Okay, for the folks who don't know, what's a Professor Layton game?
It's a puzzle game in the most literal sense. Is you go around and solve a mystery, and people give you brain teasers that you need to solve while you do it.
Okay.
And it's all accompanied with a really good story and like really good voiced and animated cutscenes and like just really good stuff by Level 5, the people who do Yo-Kai Watch and like that Dragon Quest, the only Dragon Quest people have ever played.
Mm-hmm.
Which one is that? Eight?
Eight, yeah, I think so.
That,
yeah.
that was the one on PS2.
Yeah.
And later came out back out on 3DS and mobile. I like eight. I like eight a lot, but I've played more Dragon Quest than just eight.
Yeah. Mm. Eight is really great, but.
Eight is great?
Eight is great. but check out Professor Layton if you like puzzles and English people. It takes place in anime London.
Okay.
You don't have anything to say about Layton, you're the big Layton
fan.
Barely
played it.
You barely played it. Have you done like the one puzzle in the beginning?
Yeah.
So far, it seems like the puzzles aren't coming fast enough. I've only played it for like maybe a half hour, and I've only gotten like five or six.
Mm.
But overall, it's really good. It's definitely worth $15, which I know. Oh my god, that seems steep for a phone game, but.
But if it's a full-fledged game,
yeah. People just seem really adverse to spending any kind of money on phone games at all.
And honestly, I'm kind of the same way, and I don't know what it is.
Well, it's because so many of them are free, and then suddenly somebody wants money for it, and then that feels like an affront. It's like, but I played all these other ones for free, and it's like, yeah, but those were all trash.
Mm-hmm. And there are ads everywhere.
Yeah.
Although I will say, when there's a game that I really like, I'll pay to turn off the ads. If it's like $5.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'll flip them $5. That's not a big deal.
Yeah. I don't have any problem with in-app purchases if it's a game I like by a company that doesn't seem to be absolutely evil.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like I want to get like a tablet, though, to like really get like my handheld mobile gaming on.
Yeah.
Because as much as I love my phone and as much as I'm on my phone, I hate playing games on my phone.
Some games. And some games are really good for phones, but some, yeah.
I'll, yeah.
Like Pixel Starship, I play.
Yeah,
Pixel Starship is in bad. I just have it on my tablet. I don't have it on the phone because it's, you know, bigger screen. You can see what you're doing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or like games that have like the touch screen joystick.
Yeah.
When it takes up most of the screen and you're blocking anything you see with your thumb, it's kind of dumb.
Yeah, Sonic the Hedgehog would not work on a phone.
Even though I've been trying.
It's all right on mine.
Oh, yeah?
But I have the 6 Plus, so it's real big.
So it's big. Right, yeah.
The Sega did release that a bunch of classic games for free, and they're mostly pretty all right.
They're okay.
The emulation's not great on the ones that aren't Sonic,
mm-hmm.
but you know, if you want to play Altered Beast on your phone, it's not bad.
Yeah, yeah.
For the people who never played Altered Beast ever,
there's people who haven't played Altered Beast.
I could say that name, and everyone would look at me like I'm crazy.
It was the pack-in game for the Genesis before Sonic was a thing.
Yeah.
Oh my god. I got into an in-depth conversation with somebody at work about Battle Arena Toshinden. It was a fighting game.
Mm.
Yeah, PlayStation. It was like one of PlayStation's big titles at the time when it just came out.
Okay.
Yeah, like it looks real bad.
Okay, I must have missed that one, but yeah.
There's a guy, like old Chinese master guy who has like really long fingernails.
Mm.
Ew.
Yeah, it's such a weird game.
I wonder if Bushido Blade holds up. I haven't played that since I was like 12 or something.
As a big fan of the Bushido Blade series, it does not.
the fighting game where you get hit once and you die.
Yeah, very realistic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, you can get hit multiple times if you get hit in the leg and you just have to crouch.
Yeah. Well, it's a sword fighting game that, yeah, is super realistic in that way.
Yeah.
Until you fight your first actual boss and he has a gun.
Oh, yeah.
I did not know that.
Yes. Yes. Final boss has a gun. He just shoots you. Shoots you dead. Yep.
There's no way to win.
And then they brought him back for the second one.
Mm-hmm. You can put in the code to make him playable, I believe. Yeah.
And then you just shoot everybody and win.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty dumb.
Yeah.
That seems like a bad idea on all fronts.
The second one was more into, like, had a mechanic of throwing weapons. A lot of characters had different throwing weapons.
Yeah.
And the character, he was a kid in the first game and kind of like more grown up, or like early adult in the second game. His throwing weapon was like a throwing short sword, and it was end times all the time with that.
Mm-hmm.
Just throw it dead. You're done.
Anybody should be able to throw their sword, but then after that, you don't have it anymore.
Yeah.
You can't do anything.
Well, you can go back.
You just flail.
You can go pick it back up.
Yeah.
But you know, like the cool thing with like the Bushido Blade games was like, yeah, it was interesting. It was fun. But like the bamboo forest levels were like the ones to play because you're just sitting there fighting and all of a sudden just falling around everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
God, man, those games, they look so bad now.
Yeah.
It's like going back and playing like Tenchu or something.
I'm surprised they haven't done a reboot or a high res, like...
Like a new one?
A new one.
Bushido Blade, yeah.
Yeah. I'm not sure people are that interested anymore.
I don't know. I'm sure there's some people.
Square Enix is too busy making Kingdom Hearts 3 forever.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be the Duke Nukem Forever of our generation.
Well, except for that Duke Nukem Forever was the Duke Nukem Forever of our generation.
Kingdom Hearts 3 has been in production like
5 years.
Way longer than that.
It's been from the time they started it. Yeah, 5 years.
It's only been announced for 5 years.
That's what it is.
Yeah, they probably have worked on it longer than that.
I had it backwards.
About to say Kingdom Hearts 2 came out like 10 years ago, and then Kingdom Hearts 3 was announced like right when the PlayStation 3 first came out.
Mm-hmm. Isn't there like 17 different like Kingdom Hearts games?
Yeah,
between the remakes and the
DS ones and the Game Boy one. And
people think they're spinoffs, but they are not spinoffs.
No.
Yeah, Birth by Sleep and like...
And they all have really dumb titles,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, but they're not spinoffs. They're definitely part of the story. So everybody who skipped those because they have dumb names and not a number at the end is going to be real confused when they get 3.
Oh, yeah. For folks who don't know, Kingdom Hearts is Final Fantasy, but with Disney characters.
Final Fantasy with Disney
characters. Well, yeah, it's very weird.
I say they'll be confused like people who have played all of them still aren't going to be confused.
Yeah. Actually, that actually brings up a good point. There is a podcast that just started. They're on their first episode called Kingdom Smarts. And it's a super fan of the Kingdom Hearts series explaining the series in 30-minute chunks. She only gets 30 minutes an episode to explain Kingdom Hearts to a guy who's never heard it or played it or anything like that. And the first episode is nigh incomprehensible.
Well, that's Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah.
I've played the vast majority of the games and I couldn't really tell you.
You know, Xenoheart's, you know, heartless, but then it becomes like his, what was the other one? The inverse of the heartless.
The I don't remember. Like the organization, there's the Organization 13 and...
Mm-hmm.
And there's the Heartless, and I know it's just a huge cluster of nonsense.
It really is.
And there's Disney in there for some reason.
Yeah.
Like, Donald Duck and Goofy play a prominent role.
Yeah, and Donald never heals you because he's a jerk.
Oh, is he the...
He's the mage. He's the mage. Court mage. Oh, yeah.
And... Goofy dies at one point.
Does he go wahoo-hoo-hoo-ee when he dies? Does he make the noise?
He should.
Gar Sora!
I'm dead. No, does he die or do they fake like he's going to die?
I don't remember.
I don't know. There's a point where you question Goofy's mortality in a Disney video game. And well, I like the series, but it is nonsense.
We're back in the first game when Sephiroth was voiced by Lance Bass.
God.
Like you do.
Wow. All right, well, hey, let's go ahead and take a break here, and when we come back, we're going to get into a little bit of San Diego Comic-Con news. All right, we're back. That was Tom Sawyer by Rush. We played that because it was featured prominently in the trailer for Ready Player One, which was announced during San Diego Comic-Con. See, we tied it in.
Yeah.
It works.
Also, it looks like, unlike Tom Sawyer by Rush, it looks like a real stinker.
Yeah, let's get into the trailers, because that's going to take up the majority of our discussion today. San Diego Comic-Con, there's a ton of news. There's more news than we can cover. Like, we could sit here for hours and talk about this, a lot of this stuff. So just keep in mind, we're going to miss things.
Don't get mad when we forgot to talk about the He-Man
the
furry
new
underpants that they announced or whatever.
Exactly, yeah. And you're going to notice that there's superhero news that we have, but like almost no comic book news. That's because a lot of the comic book news is now kind of being pushed to the side because movie news and
Hollywood
TV shows.
Has taken over.
It's taken over. It shouldn't be called Comic-Con. It should be called a Pop-Con or something like that.
Yeah.
But anyway, I do have one bit of comic book news real quick. They announced a new Captain America book, and it looks like he is going to be Steve Rogers, and he's not a Hydra agent anymore. Hmm. So
for now.
For now, yeah. So it looks like they're putting Captain America kind of back to where he should be, where he's not a bad guy.
Is that part of the whole legacy arc thing?
It is.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, that's the only comic book news that I can think of off the top of my head.
It's, yeah, I haven't seen anything.
Although, you know, I take that back. DC announced a bunch of their post-Batman metal stuff,
yeah.
Including their very, very, like, clear attempt at a swipe at Marvel by creating their own Fantastic Four team.
Oh, yeah, I remember you talking about that.
Yeah, yeah, the Terrifics.
Yeah.
Because you have a smart guy, a stretch guy, a strong guy, and a lady who can turn invisible.
Mm.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
If Marvel's not going to do it, somebody's got to.
Somebody's got to. That's right.
But the Incredibles.
Yeah. And I mean, hell, the team's called the Terrifics. One of the characters is Mr. Terrific.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. That's a guy.
Yeah, that's a guy. Mr. Terrific, Plastic Man, Metamorpho, and a new character, Phantom Girl, who is based off, is like a modern day counterpart to the Legion of Superheroes character.
Mm.
So instead of turning invisible, she can like phase through things. And Metamorpho, instead of being just a rock man, he can be a rock or metal or gas man.
Gas man.
Yeah.
And he's a real statesman.
Yeah. And I could very good. And I can see like the Johnny Storm thing kind of dynamic between Plastic Man and Metamorpho. Like,
oh, yeah.
Very much so. So it's like, this is, yeah. It's just the Fantastic Four for DC because Marvel won't do it. And I love it.
Your statesman joke was way better than the fart joke I was going to make.
Yeah.
Science. Nice. I'm bringing that humor highbrow.
Nice. And speaking of the statesman, that was one of the trailers during...
Oh, yeah. Kingsman.
The Kingsman.
Two. The Golden Circle,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, it looks okay. It looks like kind of James Bondy a little bit.
Which
more action-y.
Yeah.
But...
I never saw the first one, so I probably won't watch this one.
Yeah.
But it looked cool.
It looks okay. Yeah, it was the first Kingsman was based off of a comic. God, who did that? I can't think of
Larry King.
No. Larry King, that's it. Yeah. Hello, caller. It's the Kingsman. But no, it looks all right. There, the first day of San Diego Comic-Con, there was a lot of like weird not comic related movies announced, like The Snowman, about the Snowman Killer.
Yeah, there was a lot of dumb horror movies.
A lot of really dumb horror movies, yeah. The Snowman Killer, where he cuts people's heads off and then puts a snowman head on your body. Or vice versa.
Yeah.
Because that's great.
It looks like a dumb schlocky movie from the 80s.
Yeah, only it's filmed very crisply and looks very like today, so it loses all that schlock. Speaking of schlock, Jigsaw.
Yeah.
The next movie in the Saw franchise.
Remember when they told you there wasn't going to be any more Saw? They lied.
They lied. They lied real hard.
I think Lionsgate's running out of money.
Yeah.
Never seen a Saw movie.
I only
Not
watched,
a single one.
I only watched the first one, and I was like, well, that I don't need any more.
Yeah.
Dumb.
It's enough.
So dumb.
Yeah.
And the first one wasn't bad. It wasn't a bad movie. It's just like, I don't need it anymore.
It had a lot of bad acting in it. Like, the twist at the end was great, but other than that, it was just
bad. Mm-hmm. And Cary Elwes, poor Cary Elwes.
Yeah.
It was an innovative concept at the time.
Yes. Yeah, now it's like ground into the dirt and I'm tired of looking at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So what do we think of Bright, the Netflix's first like major like motion picture kind of thing?
I'm excited about it, but I'm an idiot. So
No, it looks kind of interesting. It's Will Smith in a world where there's like also magic people.
Yeah, there's fantasy races in a modern setting.
Yeah, is his partner supposed to be an orc?
I think he is. I think he's supposed to be an orc.
Like a tiny orc?
They didn't do a lot of special effects on him.
No. It looks practical. A lot of the special effects looks practical, and I like that.
I think most of them are, which I'm excited about.
Yeah. It gave me some real Alien Nation vibes. Do you remember Alien Nation?
That's what a lot of people online are talking about, how it's basically fantasy Alien Nation.
Yeah, yeah.
Alien. I loved Alien Nation. That was such a good show.
It was a good show. It was a good movie, too.
I never saw the movie.
The movie came first.
Yeah.
And, the movie was pretty good. For folks who don't know, Alien Nation was about Alien...
Nation.
Yes, an Alien Nation. StarCraft filled with alien, basically a slave race of aliens, crash-landed into Los Angeles at one point, like 10 years prior to the show's setting, and their culture kind of integrated into American culture, and the show and the movie dealt with
race relations,
where that was like the first of the alien race got onto the police force, and it was his human partner who had not overt but like very subtle like racism kind of
toward him.
Yes, the movie's good, the show was good, and this movie Bright looks like fantasy that, and it looks to be pretty good.
I mean, I'm interested in it, and it'll be, I hope it does well, because maybe Netflix will, I mean, they've got, you know, a slew of critically acclaimed series and stuff, but this is the first time they've really put their money into, like, a movie.
Yeah, yeah.
And they should do more things like this and less Adam Sandler vehicles.
I agree.
It's a better use of their money.
Mm-hmm. And Will Smith needs a good hit.
He needs one.
He's not been in a... like a great fantastic movie in a long time.
It's gonna be the genie in Aladdin that they probably shouldn't even be making.
Yeah, again, he hasn't been in a good movie in a very long time.
I went all the way around on that. Like, well, at least they're casting somebody appropriate. So suddenly thinking, do we even need this movie?
Well, no,
we don't need this movie. Don't make it.
Yeah,
like the original movie got in trouble for being kind of offensive. Like, why?
Yeah, no, I agree.
Why now?
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Especially in the climate now.
Why now? Well, to cash in.
Yeah.
Because the kids who watched it when they were kids are old enough to have nostalgia.
And kids of their own.
And kids of their own. Yeah. That's all it is.
Come on. They've gone back and they're just pumping out all their, you know, all their classics into live action versions now anyway.
But cartoons are... just make cartoons.
Yeah, I agree. But they're not going to do that. And if they do cartoons, it's going to be 3D. And that makes me sad too, because I miss hand-drawn animation.
Yeah.
Or at least faux hand-drawn animation.
Princess and the Frog was the last one.
Yeah. And that movie was good.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. I just wish some of the songs would have been more catchy.
Memorable. Yeah, yeah. I agree with that.
Because none of them really are.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you any of them.
Yeah.
There's no Let It Goes in there.
Anyway, let's get back
to... They have been killing it with songs in the Disney movies, the last couple ones
they've done. They kind of have. Yeah. Yeah. They have some good songwriters on staff.
Anyway, more trailer news.
Yeah, more trailer news. I can't remember any more from the first day, so let's just go and talk about some of the stuff that stuck out.
Yeah.
Thor Ragnarok.
Oh, man. I'm one of those. Excited.
It was funny and cool and fun.
Yeah. Who knew that all they needed to do was make the Thor movies just a little more ridiculous and a little brighter and more neon, and it would, like, totally... It's, like, totally total change.
It's kind of got a Guardians thing going on.
A little bit, but, I'm okay with that.
I really love the whole, like, 80s laser art they've been doing with the whole marketing campaign for it.
I like that a lot. we get a smarter Hulk. I don't think we're getting a full-blown smart Hulk.
No, but he does say words.
He says words. He holds a conversation.
And makes a joke.
He cracks jokes, yes. We're getting Valkyries, which is great.
Mm-hmm. More importantly, Valkyrie.
Valkyrie, yeah. Hela. Oh, man, Cate Blanchett.
Yeah.
Yeah, into it.
I can't believe they put that ridiculous headdress on her from the comic.
I know, right?
It looks really cool.
It's just surprising.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, she probably won't wear it that much. No. Much like when Loki had his big ridiculous helmet.
Yeah.
But at least it showed up. His horny helmet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tom Hiddleston hated that thing.
I'm sure he did.
It was very uncomfortable from what I understand.
Probably. What other trailers? Justice League?
Which they're still doing reshoots for?
That movie comes out in what, like a month?
November.
Oh, November? Okay, so a couple months. Yeah, they're still filming that stupid thing. Oh, let's get into that news a little bit. I guess
Henry Cavill.
Yeah, he is had to come back and do reshoots.
Henry Cavill.
Cavill, yes.
of ice cream cake fame.
Yes.
Oh, sorry. You said Cavill, and I went to like Cal-El, so I thought you were making a Superman joke.
Oh.
Anyway, no. he is currently filming, what is it, the next James Bond?
Or Mission Impossible.
Mission Impossible, that's what it is.
Same thing.
Yeah. And he has a pretty rockin' mustache for Mission Impossible, and...
that he contractually cannot remove.
He cannot remove. So he is filming some of his scenes, some of his reshoots for Justice League with a Magnum P.I. mustache. And they're going to digitally remove it.
Which I feel is a shame to that movie.
I think they should add mustaches to everyone else.
Yeah. The Mustache League.
Yes.
Give Wonder Woman like the big like Hulk Hogan.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Van Dyke.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yep.
Aquaman already has one.
He already has one, so yeah. Well, no, they need to shave that one off.
Shave off his beard.
No, shave off the mustache. Just leave the beard like he looks like an Aqua Amish.
The Sea Amish.
Yes. We've got to raise that sea barn.
Yeah. Oh, God. Amishlantis?
Amishlantis, yes. Well, I mean, no electricity down there, so I mean, it makes sense.
Where he harvests his sea grain.
Yes. And tends to his seahorses. Oh!
To pull his sea buggy.
Anyway, yeah, he's gonna have a mustache, and I can't wait for some of the leaked set photos to pop up with Superman
in his suit with a mustache,
with his suit with his Freddie Mercury mustache. I can't wait.
That'll be so good.
Yeah, unlike the movie, which is going to be best.
We'll see.
The trailer looks okay. The trailers look okay, but I've been hurt by Zack Snyder trailers before. Many, many times.
I really don't want to see Wonder Woman dragged through the mud of a bad movie after how great the Wonder Woman movie was.
Yeah.
To be fair, I mean, Zack Snyder, yeah, had a part, but also Joss Whedon did come in. He's been working on the film, too, which I'm imagining that's probably why a lot of the reshoots are even happening.
Well, I would feel better about that, except did you read his yeah. Batgirl script?
Oh,
no. It was Wonder Woman.
It was Wonder Woman. Yeah. Yeah, no.
It's bad.
It's real bad.
I've heard it's
bad. I haven't read through it.
It's the Steve Trevor movie featuring Wonder Woman.
Yeah, it's super not good. So that kind of, I don't know. But
I don't trust Joss Whedon like everybody else does.
Not so much anymore, yeah. No.
Not after Age of Ultron was just like...
Not
great.
It was, yeah.
I'll be honest, I've never... This is a controversial statement. I've never been like... Huge Joss Whedon. Like,
you know, me either, really.
Like, I mean, Buffy's good.
Yeah,
Buffy's
fine. Don't not like Buffy.
Buffy and Firefly were great. Angel was not good.
I will go as far as to say that Firefly is just okay.
Oh.
I liked it. It's fine, but it's not the end-all be-all that a lot of people tend to
make it out to be. I completely understand. I agree. I still really love the show.
Oh, that's fine. And you are allowed. You're allowed. Yeah. Everyone's allowed to enjoy their thing. And I like the setting and I like parts of Firefly, but there are, by and large, I think it's just all right.
I hope we get emails.
I hope we do. Yeah. Email us.
Facebook comments.
Facebook comments. We'll take them. Sure. Why not?
Come at me, brown coats.
Oh.
I've only seen one episode. Yeah.
So, moving on to other trailers, there was Stranger Things season 2.
Looks great.
I don't know why. I still wish they would have just ended Stranger Things at season 1 or moved on to a different story with different characters. Yeah, but
I've still never watched Stranger Things.
It's good.
Oh man, you should.
Yeah, that's something I would say watch. Yeah.
I've heard.
Yeah,
like it's got like Twin Peaksy kind of vibes to it in a way. Yeah,
kinda.
It's more Steven Spielberg than David Lynch.
Sure. I love the trailer because it features the Vincent Price voiceover from Thriller.
Oh, I know.
I love that. It's so good.
Dragon's Lair.
Dragon's Lair's
and
in it.
Ghostbusters. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it looks like it takes place over Halloween. Which, one shot looks very much like The Lost Boys.
Which is when it comes out, too.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm...
we're talking about the good references in it, and in a minute we're going to talk about...
We're going to talk about some bad references and things. The way you're not supposed to do references.
Yeah, but yeah, that's because Stranger Things does it good and does it in service to an amazing story.
Instead of just going, hey, look, it's a thing I know. I saw that thing and I clapped. Yeah, we're talking about Ready Player One, the Ernest Cline book that's being adapted into a film by Steven Spielberg.
It looks bad.
It doesn't... I mean, the visually looks fine.
Yeah.
And there are some visuals that are pulled straight from the book. I read the book.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. The book... It looks like the movie is going to lose a lot of what the book had to say, and the book was tedious to begin with because, like, every page was like, hey, remember the 90s? Don't you love Ferris Bueller's Day Off? 90s is great, or the 80s is great. Remember the 80s? Do you remember? Do you remember? Were you there? There were cartoons and movies. Do you remember? Hey, you know what I love? The 80s. Every single page of that book. That's all it was.
I've seen a lot of screenshots of pages shown up on Twitter of just stuff that... It's just god awful. This is exactly what you said.
Hey, remember? It's the 80s. No, and it looks like this movie is going to have a lot of the visuals of that with the context removed because it's a full book that you're adapting into a 2-hour movie. So something had to get cut out. And I don't know. Nostalgia is a tricky thing. I mean, we all kind of are in that trap of loving nostalgia. Here, right?
Yeah.
But it's not the sole thing that like drives our day to day.
Something about the just rubs me the wrong way.
Yeah.
It just feels cheap or
because
it was just like, hey, look, the DeLorean. Hey, look, the Iron Giant Freddy Krueger.
Yeah. Hey, look, it's the Akira's bike from Akira.
Though the Iron Giant Canada's is not bike, from the 80s.
Yeah, I know. It was supposed to be Ultraman. They didn't get the rights to use Ultraman. It was supposed to be Ultraman, and that makes me upset.
They couldn't have pulled in Optimus Prime? Like, classic Optimus Prime?
Depends if, well...
Different studio.
Different studio. Optimus Prime is, you know, it's Platinum Dunes.
Although you'd think everybody'd be clamoring to get in the new Steven Spielberg movie.
You would think, but...
he wants to take you back to the 80s, back when his films were relevant.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, remember E.T.?
E.T. Jaws, remember?
E.T. Jaws.
Though there's Jurassic Park, though.
Yeah.
And Indiana Jones movies.
Yeah. And it just kind of, the way it just kind of hammers you over the head with stuff, it's modern digital Willy Wonka. That was the book. The main character was a Steve Jobs guy who creates a virtual world, and he's basically digital Willy Wonka. And the kid is trying to follow 80s clues steeped in 80s nostalgia in order to get his digital dollars or something.
Get his glass elevator.
Yeah, something like that.
Virtual glass elevator.
And they hammered in so hard in this trailer to the point where they use the song from Willy Wonka slowed down to a menacing tone.
And they're talking about how virtual reality, anything you can imagine would be real.
Well, then make something original.
Yeah, everything they're imagining is just stuff pulled
that's
from
already
other
exists.
Stuff.
Yeah,
yeah, that's the opposite of being imaginative.
Exactly. Exactly. So that's about all I think we can say.
It makes me think of like the Lego Batman movie and how it did almost the same thing, but was enjoyable.
Yeah. I don't know. I'll hold judgment until I see the movie, but I'm not holding out hope.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it'll look really good.
Oh, yeah. Visually, it looks fantastic.
And Spielberg's going to do the best he can with it. Spielberg, he loves nostalgia, too. That's kind of
his thing.
Yeah, that's
always been his thing. Some of the other trailers, there was CW shows. They all look kind of
CWE.
It's weird that it's like they've passed down the line of like Flash used to be the fun show, and then Supergirl was kind of the fun show, and now those are both the serious show, and Legends of Tomorrow is the fun show.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
At least they've got one.
At least they have one.
Well,
yeah.
And that's the weird thing with like Supergirl, because Supergirl was the odd woman out because it was made on a different network and then got transferred over.
Yeah. And it was fun on CBS.
Yes.
Is Riverdale going to get a chance to be the fun show? Since it started out as a very serious show.
Are you? Do you mean it's not fun now, you know, with all the dad murders and like... Is the Punisher just going to show up in Riverdale? Is that what that season two is going to be?
I hope so.
Because that's what it looks like.
Or maybe Deathstroke. Coming because it's on the CW.
It's CW, yeah.
I'm straight up excited for the next season of Riverdale now.
So you can hate on it?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So you can hate watch it?
I don't even know if I'm hate watching it at this point.
Oh, no.
Like, it really isn't any worse than, like, Arrow.
Yeah, it really isn't.
Hey, season two of Arrow was great. As someone who watched the show, it was great.
I'll take your word for it.
Also, can I say how bad Archie's hair looks?
It's not terrible. Great.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
It sure is like the most terrible fake looking orangey red ever.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, he doesn't have his ham lines on the back of his hair either.
Yeah.
What are those?
I don't know.
The lines on the back of Archie's head.
No clue.
Makes his head look like a ham.
All right. So, hey, let's move on from trailers real quick. We do have some other stuff. Like, they cast the original Wasp, Janet Van Dyne, for the Ant-Man 2. Or Ant-Man and the Wasp, I guess, is what the movie is going to be
Ant-Man
called.
Ant-Man and the Wasp.
They cast Michelle Pfeiffer, and that's really good casting.
Oh, yeah.
I was surprised by that.
I like Michelle Pfeiffer.
Mm-hmm. That's very, very cool.
It's been a while since I've seen her do anything.
Mm-hmm.
She was in Dark Shadows.
Yeah, that's right. That's the last thing I can remember.
Yeah. Oh, that movie was so bad.
Oh, it was.
It wasn't great.
I couldn't make it all the way through it, and I like Dark Shadows.
You didn't miss much because the ending was terrible, too.
I left that movie angry. As a fan of the original show, I left that movie angry.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
I didn't expect it to be, you know, anything like the original show. Like, I wasn't expecting it to be true to the series, but it was still real bad.
And I felt bad. That was, like, the last thing that Jonathan Frid did before he passed away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The original vampire.
Barnabas.
Mm-hmm. Barnabas, yeah.
Yeah.
But at the same time, though, the original Dark Shadows is kind of weird to watch because it's like a 500-something episode of it's a
soap opera.
It's a soap opera. It's
And it doesn't turn into a supernatural soap opera until like episode 100, right?
No. It's supernatural from the beginning.
But they don't add Barnabas.
Barnabas doesn't show up until like episode 100.
Yeah, that's
when
that's
the show
what
was getting ready to get canceled, and then his character saved the show.
Right. That's what I meant.
I've only watched it from Barnabas on.
Well, didn't Netflix only have From Barnabas on?
I think so.
Yes.
There back when?
Yeah, it was really hard to find some of the original stuff. We were getting it on Netflix in physical form.
Yeah, back when Netflix was the thing you could get a DVD from. You probably still can. I don't know.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. Though I eventually just bit the bullet, no pun intended, and got the crazy box set of, like, it comes like in a coffin and it has everything.
Oh, wow. Oh, nice. Nice. All right, so let's talk a little bit about DCEU movies. We got to fly through these. Shazam is announced as the next movie that they're going to do. No other news on that, but hey, it's Shazam. It's Captain Marvel.
And, you know, The Rock as
Black Adam.
And he's never been in a bad movie.
What? Hey, has he? Every movie he has been in has been at least a little bit charming. He brings a certain charm to every role.
You're welcome.
Journey to the Center of the Earth to the Mysterious Island.
But he was good in that.
Was he?
Yeah, he was
I
good
never
in
actually
that.
Saw every, it.
Everything
it
around
like
him was awful, but he was good in that. Same thing with his Baywatch movie. I think everything around him is just hot garbage, but he did fine. And I think he'll be fine in Shazam as Black Adam. That's cool. Whatever. They announced the name of the Flash standalone movie, and that's called Flashpoint, and that's a mess.
Is it seriously called Flashpoint?
I think it's just called Flashpoint.
Oh.
And Flashpoint is the one where the Flash goes back in time to save his mom from being murdered, and it screws up the timeline, and people are speculating that this is how Ben Affleck is getting out of his contract as Batman, because when the Flash changes the timeline,
Thomas Wayne
will become Batman.
And shoots people.
And he'll have guns. It's everything Zack Snyder wanted. He can put Harry Dean Morgan, because he was Thomas Wayne, comedian as Batman and have Batman shoot people. That's all he wants. That's it.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Flashpoint seems like a complicated thing to pull.
It is super complicated.
Like, this early in the expanded universe.
Yep, it sure is.
Atlantis and Themyscira are at war with each other, and they're fighting over the planet.
Yeah.
There's so much. Wonder Woman kills Shazam as a child.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's a mess. Flashpoint is a god-awful mess, and they tried to do it for an entire season on the Flash TV series, and it turned out not great, and they're going to try to squeeze it into a 2.5-hour movie and have everything reset it by the end. Not going to work.
There's a DC animated version of it that's pretty good.
Yeah, it is pretty good. Like, it's also complicated.
Yeah. Why not just watch that?
Yeah.
If you want Flashpoint.
Yeah, this will be the third time this storyline has been adapted, and the storyline was only created less than 5 years ago.
It was created before the New 52.
It was what turned... It's what created the New 52.
Is it?
Yeah, the aftermath of Flashpoint was New 52.
Oh, okay. Because I could have sworn...
Because the Flash tried to put everything back together the way it was, but he couldn't get it 100%, and that's why the timeline was condensed to 5 years, and everyone ended up younger.
Mm.
Yeah. Comics!
I didn't do it all right. Oh, well.
Oh, honestly, that was the end of Flashpoint.
Well, and then for...
Close enough.
Yeah.
And then for...
It's better than nothing.
And then for Rebirth, it was Wally West trying to fix everything from the Speed Force.
Right, because Wally West was written out of continuity
for because of
Flash for New 52, because they couldn't fit him in.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a mess.
Speaking of better than nothing, did you see what happened with Mighty No. 9? They actually sent out the physical stuff, finally.
Finally, okay.
And they did a box and manual, and you could get an NES-style box or a Famicom-style like horizontal box. The manual only fits in the NES box. If you got the Japanese one, you can't put the manual in the box.
God.
So they messed up another thing still. All these years later, they couldn't even do a box right.
Man, I keep seeing that that game on the Switch eShop.
They put it on the Switch?
No. It's the game where it's
Mighty Gunvolt Burst. I've heard that's actually good.
Yeah, because it wasn't done by
Concept.
God, yeah, Mighty No. 9 was a mess. We've talked about Mighty No. 9 a million times.
Anyway, more San Diego Comic-Con
news. We were talking about Captain Marvel earlier. The Marvel, Captain Marvel, got a little more information. Her movie is set in the 90s, so it takes place well before the first Iron Man.
Mm-hmm.
And at first you think, really? Why? Especially since they kind of say Iron Man's the first superhero. Well,
On Earth.
Yeah.
This is probably going to be set primarily in space, so it makes sense that she would come back to Earth during the Skrull, or not the Skrull, the Thanos invasion.
Yeah.
But this movie is also going to feature the Skrulls, which up until now has been tied up with the Fantastic Four rights, so Marvel couldn't do anything with them. So I don't know, maybe this is a sign that maybe the Fantastic Four rights are slowly going to trickle back to
Marvel
Studios.
Daddy Marvel.
Yeah, which would mean that we could get a Fantastic Four comic book again.
Hmm. Well, I thought the reason for them using the Chitauri was,
Chitauri.
The Atari.
Yeah, the Ataris.
Was the fact that the Chitauri are the ultimate version of the Skrulls.
Yeah, and now they both exist.
So that's a mess.
Yeah, that's all. No, now they both exist in Marvel continuity. Like the kickoff for Secret Invasion, the way they got all the space heroes, like off Earth, was that Steve Rogers faked Chitauri invasion.
Mm.
Yeah. So they all exist. It happens. Whatever.
Well, I do think I remember hearing the word Skrull mentioned in just offhand in an episode of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Probably. And that's probably when they got the rights to it.
They were saying Skrull.
Yeah. Like a piece of parchment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Skrull invasion.
Yeah. They also did
paper cuts.
Yeah. They also did. Yeah. They also did a reveal of the costume, and it's the blue. It's the blue,
yeah,
red, and gold.
Yeah, it looks good.
Looks really good.
Oh, I'm glad.
It works.
I'm glad they're not doing the black and gold onesie or one piece.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No mohawk, though.
No, well, maybe not. Maybe.
That's
who knows?
True.
Maybe she'll...
Does she have the mask, or is it just her?
No, it's just her face.
Okay.
But maybe at one point she'll put the mask on, because that's the whole thing. The mohawk was just her hair fit up through the mask.
Yeah. Through the hood, yeah.
Through the hood, yeah. Little bit of cartoon news that they have a first trailer for the Rocko's Modern Life movie.
It's real good.
It just looks like Rocko.
Yeah.
It fits perfectly with Rocko.
And the fact that it continues the narrative that Rocko was a narrative on, at the time, our society.
Society, yeah.
That's the modern life part of the title.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's really interesting, it, during the panel, someone asked Joe Kelly, the creator.
Murray.
Joe Murray, sorry. Yeah, Joe Murray. Joe Kelly did a really good run on Deadpool. That's where I got it mixed up. Joe Murray, they asked him, hey, would you be interested in doing more episodes? And he just kind of went, maybe. So who knows? Yeah, if this is cool. Big enough, we might get a new season of Rocco.
I think my favorite part of the whole thing was like when Rocco's like, I don't think we're in the 90s anymore.
Yeah.
And there's like drones flying around and a Starbucks are running across the street from another Starbucks. And
the 21st century is a very dangerous century.
They do that Starbucks across the street from Starbucks joke, which is
overdone.
Super tired. But they made it funny for some reason.
Yeah.
It's like how they're so thrilled to run across the street to another Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
Is funny.
Yeah, that's really good. I like that they had the energy drink truck just hosing everyone down and mutating them.
Yeah.
That was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, a little bit of DuckTales news. DuckTales looks really good.
August 12th can't get here fast enough.
And guess what? Darkwing Duck's in it.
Yes. Let's get dangerous.
Yeah. For the first time, DuckTales and Darkwing Duck are in the same universe.
I'm not terribly surprised.
I'm still arguing that point, but anyway.
Yeah. Like, why wouldn't they?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And if it's good enough, maybe we'll see a Darkwing Duck spinoff show. God, that would be great.
Like when I read it, I'm like, yeah, that sounds about right.
And I mean, I understand we talked earlier about nostalgia and how that can be a tricky thing. I think this is okay. Okay for this.
Yeah, it's not going to be he's not going to be exactly the same. He's going to be retooled a little bit to fit this show, which is a very different.
It's a very different show.
DuckTales.
Yep. Yeah, it's more of an kind of an actiony show,
mm-hmm.
and the nephews and Webby and all them are a little more competent. Still kids, but they're still kind of competent.
Yeah.
They've been slowly releasing clip trailers out for the show, and people are hating on the art style and everything. I like it.
I love it.
Yeah. I like it a lot.
It's fantastic. It's good stuff. I didn't know people were hating on the art style.
Yeah,
you know?
I didn't either.
The backgrounds are fantastic.
Okay, we have one last thing. We got to go through it real quick. This isn't San Diego Comic-Con news, but it's something worth mentioning. Pokemon Go had their first Pokemon Go Fest, and it was a train wreck from beginning to end.
More like Pokemon Stop.
Because
it didn't work
at all. No, they were having cell phone issues, login issues, server issues. They couldn't get people checked in because all of the tickets were digital. And it didn't work. Spawn points didn't work for anything.
They got a bunch of people to go to a park in Chicago and then nothing happened.
People booed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a video online it's a supercut of every time something went wrong during. I would just say go over and check that out. It's hilarious to watch. Niantic eventually did make it right. What they did was they refunded the tickets. They gave every attendee $100 in in-game bucks.
And the tickets were only $20,
too. Yeah, and for the next couple of weeks, you can get the legendaries. They're going to have like those raid battle things, if you can find one. They kind of widespread released them to everybody.
Yeah, it's Lugia and
Articuno.
Yeah.
Let's say Articuno was at Trekka the other day.
Yeah, oh really, it was. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. If there were anybody that still played Pokemon Go, I would go and try to get one of those things.
Yeah, but good luck getting it by yourself, because you can't.
Because I can't.
Yeah, people were like on the Marion like Pokemon Go page, like talking about like, hey, Articuno, I need more than three people.
Yeah, I stopped following that page because,
I did too.
Whatever.
Sometimes I forgot that I was even following it, and then all of a sudden, an update would pop up, and I'm like, oh.
Anyway, we got to wrap things up because we're over on time. So you've been listening to Nerd Overload. Thank you very much for tuning in. You can find us each and every day over at nerdoverload.com.
You can also find us at Facebook at facebook.com/nerdoverloadradio.
You can email us at staff@nerdoverload.com.
You can tweet at us at @nerd_overload. You can follow our YouTube channel or subscribe or whatever they call it, Nerd Overload TV. And also you can follow us on Twitch at Nerd Overload Live.
That's it. We are also on iTunes and Stitcher, so check us out over there. And again, thank you all for tuning in, and we will be back next week.
Peace out.
Oh, yeah, peace out.